Welcome, everybody. Keep hope alive. We're doing it every day from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on this program. Remember, you can find us wherever you get your favorite podcasts if you miss our live broadcasts. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows, of course, on Apple Pods as well as Spotify. And tell all of your friends in the southeastern Wisconsin area, we've got a brand new Big FM channel, 100.3 FM. You can hear us clear as a bell. So join us every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. because we get to talk to incredibly unheralded heroes and thinkers and researchers like the gentleman that is my very next guest. Now, I am happy to report that he is no longer unheralded. He is one of Wisconsin's two MacArthur Grant Foundation award recipients this year. His name is Angel Adames Koralitza. I hope I got that mostly right. He is the UW-Madison Associate Professor and Chair of the Climatology, Atmospheric, and Ocean Sciences. That is the Ned P. Smith Distinguished Chair. Want to give those donors their due who established the endowed chairs. Congratulations, Angel, and welcome to the show. I'm so extremely happy for you. Quite an honor you've received.
Thank you. It feels like I've been transported to a completely different dimension, but it's a great pleasure to be here.
It's a good dimension to be in. Folks, if you're unfamiliar with the MacArthur Foundation, they give these fellowships out every year. They go to writers and artists, social scientists, hard scientists, teachers, business owners, entrepreneurs, a whole wide range of folks. And to be considered for this, you're nominated anonymously, which, as I understand it, you get a random phone call, and sometimes they even have to engage in a little cloak and dagger to get people to pick up these calls so that the MacArthur Foundation folks can be like, you just got a great big fellowship to help you study what is your life's work. How did they let you know about your award, and did you have any idea that this was happening?
No idea that this was happening. I was definitely one of those cloak and dagger people. I was tricked. I got an email from them that they wanted to talk to me about tropical weather and climate because of some stuff that they were doing. And so I had no idea what was going on. I told my partner. I got nervous because I was like, oh, it's the MacArthur Foundation. You know, they must be doing something serious. But I didn't think that I was going to be a fellow. And it's funny, my partner told me, it's like, oh, they should just give you money. You know, and I was like, oh, but I just don't think that's what's going to happen. I think that they're just doing some kind of nonprofit thing and just want to talk to me. But it turned out when I got the phone call that they were going to give me the fellowship and I was coming with money. And I was like, what? And then my brain melted. I don't remember anything else, to be honest with you.
What an incredibly amazing phone call to get. These fellowships are $800,000. It is no strings attached money. It is given to these folks. Again, there's this major anonymous nomination process. They go through all of these panels of review, and it's basically to help people, again, pursue their life's work in these given fields. And again, you have to be extraordinarily talented. You have to have creativity. It is really an acknowledgement of not just your work to date, but your potential as a major contributor to basically, and I don't mean to sound too metaphoric about this, to human understanding and collective knowledge. So again, Angel, congratulations from the bottom of my heart. I was so thrilled to see that two Wisconsin researchers got the grant this year.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And I understand that I think University of Wisconsin is the only institution that got to this year. So yeah, props to us. We're great.
Quite an honor. The University of Wisconsin, Madison, my alma mater, it's an R1 research institution. It is so well known for so many areas of study. And it really, it's a credit to everyone who calls themselves a Wisconsinite. Thank you for pointing out the fact that UW-Madison stood alone in this grant award cycle as a university that had two recipients. Tell folks a little bit about what your area of expertise is and what you have been researching and studying.
Yeah, so in short, I am a tropical meteorologist. I study the weather and climate of the tropical latitudes. And I'm actually one of maybe a handful of scientists who does theory observations and also looks at model output. So I do a lot of the math and physics of trying to understand what drives tropical weather patterns, everything from the clouds all the way to the planetary scale. You name it, I probably looked at it.
Well, and the interesting thing here is, I was reading recently, and I'm going to just specifically talk about weather forecasting for a moment. We're going to bring it back to your area of study in a moment. Weather folks get this tongue in cheek. Oh, they get it right. Maybe they get it right half the time. Turns out, at least in the before times, weather forecasters got it right about 80% of the time, which I think is really key. And in this age of climate change, where we're seeing weather patterns and climate-related events, natural disasters, things that folks have to prepare for, happening much more frequently and with much greater acuity, researchers like yourselves, as well as the meteorology, are really hand in hand to try to help people not be caught off guard by these things. And I wanted to just briefly ask you, how impactful is one of these MacArthur Genius Grants for a researcher like yourself? This administration has been ruthless in basically attacking research, as well as federal grants that help fund research in our institutions of higher education, both private and public. This must be a life changer in terms of what you can pursue in your given area of expertise.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think in different times this would have been like it still is a shock, right? But like I think in previous times like it would have been somewhat different in that like it would have opened to a lot of new windows for things. But the reality is that in the current era that we're in, before I got the call, my plans were to just cut back on my research because the funding isn't there. I hadn't gotten any grants removed. I've known other people that have, but I didn't see the point in applying for grants when you know that the money is not going to be there, or that they're just going to find a way to like not give it to you anyways. And so I was planning on rolling back and kind of going into like hibernation mode. And so now I get to stand privileged amongst many of my colleagues because I can actually continue doing the research because now I've got the MacArthur Fellowship. But the reality for the majority of weather and climate scientists is that the amount of money is getting cut back. I mean, you can always hope that things are going to change and it won't be as bad, but it looks bad, and it's been bad. And now I can explore. I still am thinking of exploring new ideas, but the plan was to cut back, and now I'm not going to cut back, and that's really what's going to happen.
Thank goodness for that. I'm so happy to hear that for you. But I remain extraordinarily worried for us, literally all of us, because this is the type of, again, innovation, ingenuity, the creativity, moving into new areas, expanding knowledge base, expanding those research areas that are basically now in peril. And folks, if you're just joining us, let me just reset a bit. We're with one of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's two MacArthur Genius Grant Award recipients for this year. It is given to people who have both established themselves in their life's work, but also show incredible promise and creativity for future developments. It is a life-changing amount of money. It is no strings attached. It lets people do what they do best in various areas of study. His name is Professor Angel Adames Corraliza. Again, he's an associate professor at UW-Madison focusing on climatology. You mentioned something that I thought was really interesting. I don't think many people understand the mathematics, the physics that go into an area of study like yours, as well as just basic meteorology and forecasting. It is all math. It is all very complex models. Tell us a little bit about that in as much of layperson approachable terms, and how this helps us understand and prepare for the impacts of climate change, weather readiness, the applications that actually impact folks' lives.
Yeah, so let's talk about like the weather forecasting models, right? Because I think that's the stuff that's more tangible to people because
Yes.
that's the stuff that you look at your phone, you get up, you look at the forecast, right? So forecasts are actually made by what we call weather forecasting models. They're like computer code, and they're usually run on the world's most powerful computers. Like it takes that much power to run a weather forecast model because the planet is incredibly complex, clouds are incredibly complex. Winds, pressure, all these things are complicated. They're interacting with each other. So it takes a ton of computer power in order to create a weather forecast. Same with a climate forecast. So all these models that are trying to tell us how our climate is changing, they're run in our strongest, most powerful computing systems on Earth. So what I do is that I try to extract what are like the basic processes that might control certain phenomena, for example. So, how can we distill this to the most basic things so they can inform us as to what things are important so they can go back to the community, educate the community so they know what are the patterns that they should be looking out for, but also talk with the people who are running the models and doing the code building so we can get ideas on how to improve forecasts or improve climate projections.
One way to put this, and Angel, correct me if I am wrong, is you are one of the scientists and data scientists and physicists that help build the AI models so that the AI model is better. I think people think of AI as this like thing that exists, but you have to build it and you have to train it so that it produces robust outcomes. Your work helps feed that, helps us build those better AI models that helps all of us look at our phone and know whether it's going to rain or snow tomorrow. Is that too dumbed down? I don't want to do your work any disrespect. You are a MacArthur genius after all.
No, so actually, so the AI stuff is all new, right? It's been the latest
Yes.
revolution in numerical weather prediction. It's way faster than the numerical models that take like enormous computer power that I was like talking about. These are things that can run extremely fast and efficiently, but they need to get trained with data. And so the stuff that I study, and I was actually at a conference earlier this year in Thailand because people in Southeast Asia are trying to build
Yeah.
their own AI model, and they want to know what to train their AI models on. So they're bringing the people who kind of study the physical processes and be like, these are the key variables. You know, these are the key fields that you want to look at to maximize getting the most out of your training, for example. So even though I don't do any AI myself, I interact with the people who do the forecasting and help them understand what are the things that they should be looking at most carefully.
It's such incredibly important work. We're going to review some most recent headlines. We're also going to review what one of South Florida's most beloved meteorologists said just a few months ago about whether or not his viewers can continue to rely on his weather forecasts and why it remains important for all of us to encourage our federal government to fund researchers like my special guest, Professor Angel Adames Corraliza of the UW-Madison Climate Department, and again, MacArthur Genius Grant Award recipient. Don't go anywhere. Our conversation continues on the other side.